This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk about the Rangers and Wyatt Langford in just a second, but some programming reminders. I'm looking at you, Zach. I know you don't need to be reminded because you already know this. Rangers games starting Saturday and Sunday from spring training right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I know what you're thinking. That's too damn far away.
It's too far.
You know what? First of all, language. Second of all, fair.
Fine.
Tonight, the Four Nations Final is right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk about it again in about an hour. We talked about it this morning. We talked about it in the cross. We've been talking about it all week long. The final tonight right here on The Fan.
USA! 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 Let's go!
Is there any part of you... This could be sound like a treasonous question.
Don't even start.
Is there any part of you... that thinks that their national anthem might be better?
What? Is this a serious question?
Yeah.
No.
No part of you?
Not a single part. In fact, should we, do you think that...
Should we dump all that?
We're booing the national anthem tonight? You think in Boston they're doing it?
I don't think we will, but is it not equally disrespectful? Okay, let's say... You fired up a USA, USA chant during O Canada. Is that not just as bad, if not maybe even worse, than just booing the national anthem?
Maybe. I'd rather do that than the booing.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather do that. I will say, if you don't mind, Kevin, just to get everybody fired up, Alec, if we can hit cut number 10, shout out to Team USA. Let's go kick the Canadians' ass.
Come on, Craig. Blow the whistle. Again.
Mike Ruzioni! We're through Massachusetts!
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America!
Let's go!
Hell yeah! You know what? This game's bigger because that was only a semifinal game.
Damn right.
This is for the championship of all four of these nations.
You only play on one leg? I'll play on one leg.
For people who are texting in, no, there's no truth to the rumor that we get Canada as the 51st state if we win tonight. As far as I know. And there's also no truth to the rumor that if we lose, we'll drop all the tariffs. As far as I know. We'll see.
You're lying.
I don't know that, Roman Reigns. We got 7 hours till the game. Things could still happen.
Very developing.
Yeah, but I don't. It's a developing story in that probably nothing is going to happen on that front. But you can listen to it tonight right here on 105.3 The Fan. In the meantime,
give me
cut number 5, please.
There's a swing by Langford. There's a long drive to left. Back goes Nemo. That ball is history. Wyatt Langford with his first out of the park home run makes it 6-2 Texas.
Okay, I know why he said that, and Eric Nadell is the best. But it is kind of funny to go back and listen to him say, first out of the park home run. Like, again, I totally understand why with the inside the park home run, but it's kind of funny to hear that. So here is the baseball hypothesis I'm going to put forth. You might not like it. You did not like my last hypothesis about how good of a song O Canada is.
I mean, shout out to them, man. Great anthem, but it's better than the United States. I can't say that.
Okay. I just was.
Now, the Greek anthem, that's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I remember how that goes.
Neither do I.
Oh, okay. I really thought there was a chance we were going to get you to sing. All right. Wyatt Langford.
You never know.
My contention, just for your consideration, is that everybody assumes it's going to be Corey Seager offensively. I get that. Could Wyatt Langford be the Rangers' best player this year? Consider this. He was named the AL Player of the Month in September. Now, I know this is unreasonable to expect, but if you took just that September and you extrapolated it out for the entire year, he would have a season that included 46 home runs, 116 RBIs with a 300 batting average and a 996 OPS. Consider this also, Zach. I don't know why that was adversarial.
Consider this, Kevin.
Okay, that's fair. So Langford said, I wouldn't say I felt pressure last year in training camp or spring training, but I definitely was coming in with the goal of making the team and performing well enough to make the team. That was kind of what I was going after. It's a different feeling versus now getting prepared for the season. Like, all right, this is my season. Could you see a scenario, and that's not to diminish the awesomeness of Corey Seager, that is just to encourage the awesomeness of Wyatt Langford, in which Wyatt Langford becomes your best offensive player?
If everyone is healthy, no, I still think Corey Seager would be.
How? But just real quick, I'm sorry to jump in there. What does healthy Corey Seager look like to you? Is that 130 games? 100 and like how many games are we talking?
Question.
There?
I mean, I would probably go with like 140 games.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's fair, right?
Okay.
It's like you're averaging maybe 2 10-day IL stints in there.
Okay.
At you know, and I think it's unrealistic to think he's probably going a full season without one. But I mean, I'm trying to see like what's the average kind of games played per year for him. Usually it looks like 150 in 2022 is the most he's played as a Ranger. So even 2023, we know he had that IL stint, played 119. Most he ever played in his career is 157 games. So I think, yeah, if we can get to like 140, 145,
okay,
I'll consider that a healthy season.
Okay.
But I just think when he's hot, he's arguably the best hitter in baseball.
I'm with you on that.
So assuming you have him healthy, I can't say that I think Wyatt would be a better offensive player. But here's the difference. Wyatt's a better base runner.
Yep.
The speed.
Yep.
So you look at what Bobby Witt.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Junior did last year, like, what was that, 30-30 type of dude?
Yep.
I think Wyatt could be a 30-30 type of dude.
And how quickly has Bobby Witt become one of the, what,
like three years,
six players in the game-ish?
Top five, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah. So, not surprisingly, MLB.com, every team's projected top player for 2025. Corey Seager is their top projected player. And, like, I don't want to make it sound like that's a fringy opinion. That is, wouldn't you say, probably the majority opinion is that it could be Corey Seager. I look back at Wyatt Langford, and I wanted to go to something that Bruce Bochy said, because he was kind of asked about, like, avoiding the sophomore slump. And he gave an amazing answer, because Bruce Bochy always gives amazing answers. You just go about your business like you normally do. It's not like I know the stats on the sophomore slump. How many really have had a slump like that, you know? So first of all, he's even questioning the concept of the sophomore slump. He goes, sure, you got a few big names that don't quite have the same year, so a lot of attention gets called on that. But I'm not even sure that he's thinking about that. And then you go directly to Wyatt Langford, where we said last year he was focused on making the team. This year, he's focused on how to be prepared for the regular season. And he said, all right, this is my season. And then you hear teammates, you hear other people across the league saying they feel like this guy is a future MVP. You saw flashes last year of peak Wyatt Langford. And peak Wyatt Langford looks to be every bit as good as we all could have hoped and dreamed. So now my question is, you got peak Wyatt like 20% of the time last year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get peak Wyatt 60% of the time this year? And if so, that's going to be a monster season.
It would be. And I am very excited. I do think you're going to get the carryover from September for Wyatt.
Okay.
Now, I mean, Fangraphs has an article that came out last year, like sophomore slumps aren't a thing in Major League Baseball. So I think there is something to that. But there have been a few, like Danny Santana in recent memory, 2014, your rookie of the year for the Minnesota Twins, and then you absolutely stink, and he ended up being a Texas Ranger. But there are, I mean, I think that's the most recent example of the biggest sophomore slump. I think Wyatt is set to, he's just an overall better player than what you had with Danny Santana. I mean, it's not to fire any shots there at Danny, but Wyatt, I think, is set up for success. And I think that he learned a lot when he had to go on the IL early in the season last year. I think that really reset things, calmed him down. I think he's just going to continue to get better and better. So I'm with you on this.
Okay. I have alienated some of our audience. From the 806 breaking, Kevin thinks that Corey Seager stinks and Wyatt will hit 46 bombs. Not.
That's what I heard.
No.
Yep. You're out on Corey Seager.
No.
You said he's not going to play a game this year.
Not. That is. Then we're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
If he plays no games this year.
Calling him hurt, guy.
We're screwed. I would love for Wyatt Langford to hit that many home runs. And from the 254, I wish the Canadian Kevin was leaving instead of Mike. I want to make this very clear.
The Canadian Kevin.
I will absolutely be rooting for the United States tonight. I just happen to think that that is a nice song.
You do love poutine.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Lies.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I get it. It looks like I've eaten a lot of poutine.
It sure
but
does.
I don't think I ever have.
Okay. Fries with what? Gravy and cheese curds?
Oh, that does sound good.
That's basically what poutine is.
Okay. Because fries by themselves are overrated.
Oh, you got to have cheese on them?
Well,
or like some kind of fancy,
cheese,
delicious toppings?
How many French fries out there would you just eat?
All of them.
With no
sauce? You kidding me? Fries are not safe. I go through a drive-thru, and they're gone by the time I get home.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, I think the majority of them, especially Chick-fil-A fries, I will say this having worked there for a decade, you've got to eat them immediately. You have to. Those waffle fries, the holes.
That the arrow, the holes, that makes something happen.
Cools them down.
Okay.
You don't keep the heat in. Very holy.
Because I think
they're holy fries.
Wingstop fries and like Jack in the Box curly fries are some of the few fries that I would just eat without any kind of dip.
But they kind of have seasoning already.
Yeah, exactly. So because the fries have to be tricked up.
Like even fries that I don't think are that good. I don't want to call out any places, but I'll still just eat the normal fry. Fries are fries. Delicious. I thought I said that too, 940.
From the 817, we're going 162-0, Kevin. You're not.
I think the season opener is the most important game.
It's not.
It is. If you don't win, it's the Stars. Winning that first game this year was the most important. If they didn't, I don't know if they'd be really in great position like they are right now.
Mm-hmm. I feel validated.
So
thank you, Wojo.
Your resurgence, none of that would have happened.
Yeah, the Otter thing wouldn't. I mean, if they drop the opener, you think Otter's not going to struggle the rest of the way? The confidence is shaking.
No, I don't.
Well, I think you should recalibrate that process.
Okay, and I know that people are having some fun with me. At least I hope they are. You're not going to go 162-0. You're not going to go anywhere near 162-0.
Says you.
Says me. That's right. But also,
real big jerk McJerk.
Would you really want to go 162-0?
The pressure in the playoffs?
The pressure would be one of the most insane atmospheres you've ever seen in any playoff sport. Because they're like, oh, the Patriots went 17-0. That's great. 162-0. You would have like People Magazine and Life and Time. I don't even know if those exist anymore. Would be following this team and being like, this is the most amazing thing we've ever seen in the history of sports. That would be too much pressure.
It would be. And I guess the 972 makes a good comment. The Rangers won the opener last year against the Cubs. So.
From the 561, borderline blasphemous comment from Kevin about our national anthem. I didn't say I didn't like our national anthem. I just said, I think the Canadian.
I want to check the tape. I think you said it was a bad anthem, Kevin.
Maybe it's better. And by the way,
better.
This is why you got a Tolo 3 minutes ago from the 903. Spurs shutting down Wemby for the season. Yes. We hit that about 25 minutes ago. This is why you got to turn it on, leave it on, be caught up to date with all of the latest news in the world of sports.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.